That group of first graders from Lynbrook Elementary School in Fairfax County, Virginia, are singing about the joy of reading a good book. The kids' newfound reading skills involve vocabulary, grammar, and sentence structure. But there is a mechanics to reading that kids and adults have trouble mastering: keeping your eyes on the right text from line to line. Now, you can try tracing your finger along from page to page, to word, or dragging a sheet of paper from line to line to not lose your place. A lot of people do these things. Nick Lum had been toiling away as a tax lawyer in Silicon Valley when he had an idea about using contrasting color from line to line to help the eyes to improve screen reading. The Beeline Reader app was born. The simple way it cues the eyes to find the next line has been reportedly life-changing for those who struggle with reading, with ADHD, and dyslexia.
Our vision is very good at picking up color. When you're driving down the road, you see a light out of the corner of your eye turn from green to yellow, and you can see that, and you know what's happening, even before you have to look directly at it. The same cannot be said for words. You can't recognize a word out of your, you know, side vision, because you have to look directly at it to be able to do that. So we've taken the sensitivity to color that exists in your visual processing system and used it as a hook to guide you to the next line, which many people think they're already doing very, very well, but it turns out that's just your brain fooling you.
Well, I read like a maniac, and I actually do have the experience of when I get tired, when my eyes are fatigued, I miss that next line. I find myself lost a lot. So I know exactly what you're talking about here. It's so easy to lose that line. And sometimes, you know, I have to really work to, okay, now where was I? And as I'm looking at your text here, this is fabulous how this works.
You are not alone. And you're someone who's good at reading.
Yeah.
The impact for people who have difficulty reading is 10x, what you've just described. We get emails from people saying, I'm literally brought to tears by this. And to be honest, I did not believe those emails, the first maybe dozen that I received. I thought people were exaggerating. And then one day I was helping a user install our tools on her computer. And when we loaded the first page with Beeline on it, she literally choked up right there. And I knew, wow, this person is now able to read in a way she's never been able to read before. And she told me, you know, I'm 50 plus years old. I've never finished a book in my life because I struggle with reading so much.
And who is this intended to help? I mean, there are people with chronic learning disabilities. There are all kinds of reading issues that relate to vision specifically. You know, who is this great for?
This is universal design. It's great for people who are already skilled at reading. The vast majority of people who use this, you know, have a reaction similar to yours that, gosh, this helps me, especially when I'm tired or especially when I've been reading a lot, and it helps them read faster. But it's extraordinarily beneficial for many people who have difficulty reading or for kids who are just learning to read. There's been research done by educators, by literacy nonprofits, that shows that for kids who are just starting out with reading, they're not as good at figuring out how to move their eyes through the lines. And they skip lines a lot. Kids, if you ask a second grade teacher, they'll tell you when kids read out loud, they skip lines a lot. And so this has been shown to dramatically increase reading fluency for young children, as well as people who have difficulty reading for reasons of visual impairments or because of cognitive processing differences like dyslexia or attention deficits.
And what specific experiences can you relate about Beeline in dealing with people with dyslexia?
My business card has a demo of Beeline on the back of it. And I remember I showed it to someone who was a middle-aged woman with dyslexia, and she said, holy cow, this must be what it's like for everybody else to read. There's zero, you know, ramp-up time or acclimation. It's just a light bulb goes on, and it's so much easier for them to read.
Now, do you have clinical advisors and, you know, people with experience medically and psychologically trying to deal with these sorts of things, and do they understand what's going on here?
We're working with folks at Stanford University at the medical school in the ophthalmology department. They're doing a research study on individuals who've had strokes or traumatic brain injuries like concussions, and also potentially with Parkinson's patients, because people who have these medical issues often have difficulty with visual tracking when reading. And it can be very frustrating for someone who's been a skilled reader for his or her entire life to then have difficulty reading because of something that is feels out of their control. We're also working with researchers at UT Austin who are doing a study to figure out more about the benefit of what's going on. It's fairly intuitive. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you that, oh, the color takes your eye to the right place. That makes it easier.
Where do you go with this? I mean, can I load this Beeline business on my Kindle, for instance?
You can read Kindle books with it on your computer or on an iPad. We have an app. But our next step is directly integrating this into websites and into other reading platforms.
So ultimately, this would not be a separate product. It would be a feature that you would toggle off and on in every text-generating software, on your computer.
Exactly. It would be built in, and you just flip a toggle, and then forever it remembers, oh, this is you. You like these colors, and that's what I'm going to do, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Well, Nick, thank you for bringing some color to my world.
Thank you so much.
Nick Lum is co-founder and CEO of the Beeline Reader. To see some sample text from Beeline Reader, head over to thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.